Welcome to The Right Path. I'm your host, Samantha Davidson. As an executive manager in the construction industry, a driven, creative entrepreneur, and a passionate author, I understand how challenging it can be to find balance. Regardless of what's been holding you back, the demands you have weighing you down, or where you are in your specific journey, I invite you to join me, and maybe we can find success together. So, if you're looking to elevate your platform while balancing your busy life and your creative passions, then I think you found the right place on the right path. Let's dive in. Hi guys, and welcome back. Happy Thursday. I hope you're all having an amazing week. So, because it's been such a busy week for me, and doing daily podcasts can get a little bit challenging to make sure that I get content out to you and content that matters. Today's content was inspired by Jacinta Hudson, and I'm going to be tagging her information below because without the support of this amazing community, these podcasts would not be coming to you as readily as they are. So, one of the things that she's felt since the new year is the added pressure to be and do more. And this is a great topic because so often, whether it's our own expectation or if we're influenced by those around us, by seeing what others are doing. And I know that even for me, I sit back and go, maybe my website needs an update. Maybe I could improve my social media. Maybe I am falling behind in some of the stuff that I'm doing. Maybe I need to do more. Even though I cannot fit more into my schedule. And so I think all I want to say today is you need to do you. You need to understand where your boundaries are, whether that's your current skill level or experience, your time management, or even just bring it back to what do you enjoy doing? I have a YouTube channel and I get a video up maybe twice a month if I'm lucky. Whereas this podcast, I aim for once a day. I enjoy doing these podcasts. I love sitting in front of my computer with my microphone just talking to you. Video editing, recording, having to do my makeup to be able to record, all of that adds extra pressure and stress to my day. So I give it a lot less thought and I don't push myself to have a YouTube channel. And at one point I was trying to have a minimum of one post a day up on my Instagram. And I realized that as much as that helps with the algorithms, I don't have that kind of time. And I love photography and I love putting up posts. But I dedicate my time to the areas of my business and my life that I feel require my time. And I am not above feeling like I need to do more. I mentioned on Sunday all the things that I'm doing. I haven't touched my writing in about 2.5 weeks. I am still trying to get out my query letter and finalize that. It hasn't happened yet. And on top of all of that, I have an additional side hustle on the photography side. I've created The Right Path. And by the way, that giveaway is still live. Just going to throw that in, shameless little plug there. I have a writing group that I am a part of. I have edits that I do for others, but I have to add them into my life in a way that balances it out. I can't just take on anything and everything because somebody else that I follow on one of the social media platforms is doing amazing things and I feel like I'm falling behind. It's all about the comparison game. If you see somebody else posting about their brand new website, that's great. Do you need it? Is it important to you right now? Is it going to help you right now? And do you have the time for it? Remember, I don't like New Year's resolutions because I feel like resolutions fall flat. I like goals. And so if you have a goal for the end of the year to have a brand new website up, then that's great. But don't set yourself up just because it's what everybody else is doing and you feel like you need to keep up. The comparison game, especially when you're looking and talking to creatives, is so relevant. We constantly feel like we have to be doing more. It's like it's hardwired into our brain. You're not writing enough. You're not reading enough. You're not posting enough. You're not doing enough giveaways. Your social media is lacking. Your website is lacking. Somebody else knocked out 3 books this year. How many have you written? Somebody else created an entire course or a giveaway or a newsletter where they're doing content every single month. By the way, that was me. And I will tell you, it was such a time suck, I had to pull back from it. We look at what everybody else is capable of doing and we judge ourselves based on what we see on the outside. But we don't see if they work a full-time job or if they get to be at home all day working on their passion. We don't see if they have kids or if their evenings are free to do what they want. We don't see if they have a full-time live-in nanny that deals with everything so that they don't have to. And I'm not saying that if you are a full-time stay-at-home mom with a nanny that looks after your kids for you, that that's a bad thing. I think that that's great if you have that time to be able to dedicate to everything you're doing. If you have the freedom not to have to work, to be able to spend whatever hours in the day you feel necessary on your creative passions, I'm envious of that. I don't have that though. I have a full-time job, more than a full-time job. I have family obligations. And on top of all of that, I take on way more than I probably ever should. So in many ways, my lack of time is my own issue. It's my own expectations. It's my comparison game with myself. Where was I last year? Where do I want to be next year? What am I doing today that I should be doing more often? What am I not doing today that I need to be doing? That's a lot of extra pressure that I put on myself. But when you add in what you see everybody else doing, and I see it, I see courses, I see programs, I see mentoring, I see communities popping up all the time, and I feel like I have to stop what I'm doing and try and compete with them. Otherwise, I'm going to be obsolete. And you can't think that way. You have to understand that you have a gift and your gift is going to matter. And if your gift and your expertise and your comfort level don't allow you to do a certain thing, that's okay. Just keep doing you and everything's going to work out. If doing podcasts, I can remain consistent and doing video overwhelms me, then I'm going to stick with podcasts. I've got a strong platform with this. I don't need to push myself because somebody else is knocking out 3 YouTube videos a week. It's not my forte. It's not where I'm strong, and it's not going to help me in the long run to overwhelm and put extra pressure on myself if I can find consistency in what I am working on. So remember, step away from the comparison game, even if that means not scrolling on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter because you get negative feelings from that. Try to focus all of your energy on the areas that you feel good about. And I am going to do a podcast coming up here, and I'm hoping it's going to be an interview with a writer who has focused her goals on a mindset of happiness, not goals of achievement, but goals of how she feels. It's a really interesting concept, and I will brutalize it if I try and explain it. So I really hope that she's going to be available for that interview. Anyways, I have to run. I am just getting ready for work, but I will talk with you guys all again tomorrow. I hope you have an amazing day. If you have not entered for that giveaway, definitely make sure that you do that. I'm going to link that again below so that you have that. It does close on January 22nd. I'm going to talk to you guys tomorrow. Take care. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe on your way out. If you loved what you heard, please consider leaving me a review on iTunes and SoundCloud. All reviews will be featured in upcoming episodes. You can also find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. All those links are always going to be in the show notes below. I look forward to talking with you all again very soon. And until then, be mindful, be grateful, and be inspired.